Why do most business professionals struggle to grow their business? So many owners and executives feel overwhelmed with managing a complicated business. They'd have to be crazy to actually think about growing it. Whether you have a startup, small business, or generational company, losing sleep and pulling your hair out every day just because you're trying to grow your business shouldn't feel like your lot in life. So if you're a business professional struggling to grow a complicated business, you are on the right podcast. Get ready to learn how to build a simple business that grows here on the Business Growth Made Simple show. Welcome to the Business Growth Made Simple show, where we release new episodes on the first day of each month. My name is Kenneth Kolesch, and I'm here to tell you, I get you. I understand all of the emotional ups and downs that come with trying to grow a complicated business. In fact, as a third-generation entrepreneur, I don't just relate to what you're going through, I grew up in it. Thankfully, though, after over 13 years and 25,000 hours of business experience, I became a certified business coach, partnered with experts like Donald Miller, best-selling author of How to Grow Your Small Business, Will Gadara, best-selling author of Unreasonable Hospitality, and Michael Hyatt, best-selling author of Your Best Year Ever. But none of this matters if it doesn't impact you and your business. And that's why I'm here on this podcast, to help you build a simple business that grows so you can avoid more of those sleepless nights and actually enjoy owning a simplified and growing business. In this episode, you are going to be introduced to step two of the six-step framework proven to simplify and grow your business. And full disclosure, at the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you a free resource for you to use that takes only 10 minutes to use and will save you days of work as you begin simplifying and growing your business. I will also be sharing about how you can go beyond the free resources and jump right into specific personalized coaching for your unique business. I'm telling you all this up front because this is not a bait and switch type of podcast show. This podcast show is real value for your real time and attention that I believe is worth every single second. But it's obviously impossible for me to personalize any of this free content to your particular business. So for those of you that desire a personalized coaching experience that skips the micro lessons and jumps right into simplifying and growing your unique business, I'll be sharing next steps for you as well at the end of this episode. Now, without any further ado, let's dive into step two of the six steps to building a simple business that grows. Step number two, marketing. Build a simple business that grows by being a story brand. As with most topics for growth, marketing is always near the top of the pile. Marketing is an essential ingredient and vital step of every strategy for business growth. Marketing covers a vast array of topics, which we'll be talking about many of them in the episodes to come. But what makes this marketing step different from just any old marketing meeting? How is being a story brand different than just plain old branding and regular marketing ideas? Well, it's all about what is the focus of your marketing. For some, it's all personality and flash that grabs attention. For others, it's deep descriptions of enticing benefits and product features. For others, it's just jumping on the most current trend until another one shows up. But what is the focus of marketing that actually simplifies and grows businesses? What does it mean to be a story brand? The answer? An invitation. Yes, an invitation. An invitation to a story where they're the hero and you're the guide. An invitation to follow your recommendations so they can win the day and live happily ever after. At least until they need you again, aka the sequel. But that's a topic for another episode. An invitation is the focus of marketing in all businesses that stay simple and grow. An invitation is the focus of being a story brand. But what does it really mean to be a story brand? What does it mean to have an invitation be the focus of your marketing collateral? Let's reverse engineer by starting with what it doesn't mean. First, it does not mean the invitation is overt. This isn't you professing love at first sight or getting down on one knee on the first date. No, this is an invitation that goes through all the stages of relationship, from casually complimenting someone at the grocery store to asking them out for a date. The story may continue and grow, but too overt and it'll crash and burn. AKA, your marketing should feel a lot like a pleasant interruption in someone's day, not a hostile romantic takeover. Don't be that brand. Second, it doesn't mean the invitation is subtle. The invitation is not like a sneak attack. You're not performing hypnosis, and you definitely don't want to come off like you're trying to redefine the word creepy. Again, your marketing needs clarity and confidence just like relationships do when they're in the beginning stages. AKA, if your invitation and marketing is too soft or subtle, it'll never get off the ground. And third, it doesn't mean the invitation is all about you. Now, this is extremely counterintuitive. And why? Well, when was the last time you got an invitation to a wedding, graduation, or birthday that seemed the event would be all about you instead of the sender? Never. It's always about the one sending the invitation. So when it comes to inviting your customer into a story where they're the hero and you're the guide, you have to completely rewire your thinking. AKA, you will be far more successful in your marketing efforts if you keep the focus of the invitation on them instead of you. So I'll ask again, what does it mean to have an invitation be the focus of your marketing efforts? What does it mean to invite your customers into a story where they're the hero and you're the guide? What does it mean to be a story brand? First, it means to be a business that actually uses story structure in its marketing collateral. If an invitation to a story is going to be at the center of your marketing, you ought to have a pretty good idea of how story works. Without a compelling story to invite your customers into, your marketing will remain confusing, weak, and a waste of precious cash flow. And no one knows how to be a story brand better than Donald Miller, the founder of Story Brand the Company and best-selling author of Story Brand and Story Brand 2.0, the books. Now, we'll cover story structure as it relates to marketing deeper in future episodes, but just remember, being a story brand that makes an invitation the focus of your marketing means you actually use story structure in your marketing collateral to capture the attention and deepen the relationship with your potential customer. Second, it means to be a business that actually believes your customer is a hero in need of a guide. This is where you give yourself a heart check, maybe even a gut check. Many say vision comes from the C-suite and leadership, but if your marketing team doesn't have a vision of who your customer is, what they want, and what their problems are, you are likely wasting most of your marketing dollars. Can you see your customer as the diamond in the rough, the hero that just needs a little help along the way? When you do, you'll not only develop character and conviction as a business that your customer can feel, you'll develop talking points and messaging that speaks right to their heart. And there's nothing more powerful for a relationship than a heart that feels heard. So remember, being a story brand that makes an invitation the focus of your marketing means you actually believe your customer is the hero in need of a guide. And third, it means to be a business that actually has the expertise to guide a hero. If you didn't need a gut check on the last point, you definitely will here. It's one thing to sympathize, learn about, and understand your customer. It's another thing to actually be able to assist them. This requires experience, wisdom, strength, know-how, tools, etc. Now you may be thinking, well, duh, Kenneth, of course I have what it takes to help my customer. That's why I got in business in the first place. And I hear you, my friend. But from my experience, like most relationships, many businesses only know how to take care of a hero's surface level needs, but not their deeper needs, which always translates in their marketing. And this is why most businesses, like in dating, lose out to competition that know how to take care of more than just the surface level needs. So ask yourself these three questions. First, am I able to guide my customer through the physical surface level needs and problems, AKA fix their car, serve them lunch, cut their hair, etc.? And second, am I able to guide my customer through their emotional feeling level needs and problems, AKA the frustration with their broken down car, the busyness of their lunch break, the desire to look beautiful, etc.? And third, am I able to guide my customer through their philosophical heart level needs and problems, AKA thinking all car repair shops cheat people, restaurants don't care about my schedule, getting a haircut won't make me feel more confident, etc.? Remember, being a story brand that makes an invitation the focus of your marketing means you actually have the expertise to guide your hero. And even better, if you can guide them in ways your competitors won't. This is what it means to be a story brand that makes an invitation the focus of your marketing. These are just a few of the separators that make this marketing step effective at creating a simple, growing business where others just make it more complicated and confusing. So remember, if your business doesn't invite your customer into a story where they're the hero and you're the guide, you are likely losing leads and wasting marketing dollars. So hopefully this has inspired you to turn your business into a story brand and motivated you to keep an invitation the focus of your marketing. Because when you do, you'll be one step closer to building a simple business that grows. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, Kenneth, how the heck do I know if my marketing is any good? How do I know if an invitation is the focus of all my marketing? Well, no worries, my friend. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I've got a free resource for you that only takes 10 minutes to use and will save you literally days of work as you begin this simplifying and growing process. This free business assessment will guide you through a series of questions that evaluate the strengths and the weaknesses of your marketing, as well as the other five steps we'll be covering in this podcast show. You will get a detailed 25-page PDF afterward, going through each of the six steps and recommendations for how to improve your strengths and turn your weaknesses into assets. And the link to this free business assessment is in the description of this episode. Now, if this sounds like a lot, I won't lie. It is. 25 pages of anything is not exactly light reading before bed, but it's extremely effective if well used. So if you have the time, energy, and expertise to implement all these incredible recommendations that the free business assessment will give you, you can officially tune out to what I'm about to say. But if you're thinking, Kenneth, I don't have the time, energy, and I really don't know if I have the expertise to implement all these free resource recommendations, or maybe you're thinking, Kenneth, I don't even care about the free resource. I just want to skip to the part where you help me simplify and grow my business, preferably sooner rather than later. If this is you, I totally understand. There have been plenty of things I've invested in because it was worth it for me to skip the free stuff and jump right to the solution. So if that's you, I have the perfect next step for you. I want to invite you to book a strategy session with me personally. This isn't a sales call or a therapy session. This is a 1-hour personalized coaching session for you and your business to hear your biggest pain points, identify quick wins, and give you personalized recommendations for coaching packages based on your unique situation. Of course, these are always more valuable when you've already filled out the free business assessment, but you can come without it if you'd like as well. So if you're looking for a personal touch to save time and to jump right into growing your business faster, book your strategy session with me using the link in the description of this episode. Well, congratulations, my friend, on getting to the end of this episode where we've covered step 2 of the 6-step framework to building a simple business that grows. Again, my name is Kenneth Kalash, and I want to thank you for joining me today and investing into yourself and your business. Enjoy that free business assessment, and if you book a strategy session with me, I look forward to meeting with you very soon. For more content on how you can build a simple business that grows, follow me on any of my social media channels linked in the description of this episode. And if nothing else, I'll see you back here in my next episode of the Business Growth Made Simple show on August 1st. Now enjoy this story before you go. How the StoryBrand Framework Saved My Marriage, or at least part of it. Another Friday is here, and I know exactly what's coming. I'm trying to avoid it, but even I know it's completely unavoidable. Nothing's been said, but I can sense it in the air. My wife wants to watch a movie. Oh God. Now this wouldn't be so bad, but we've watched a movie literally every single night for what seems like our entire marriage, which at this point feels like forever, but it's only been 8 years. I'm on my computer working and she's just casually passing by me and smiling all cutesy-like without actually saying anything, but I know what she's up to. I keep burying my head into my work, even if I'm really just half pretending. I'm just too tired to actually get any real work done at this point, but anything is better than watching another movie. It's not that I don't love her or love sitting on the couch watching with her. I just can't stand doing it this many days in a row. I feel like I'm a lazy, unachieving slob or something that should have better things to do than keep a movie streak that matches my Duolingo streak. But as any loving husband out there knows, I gave in. She finally popped the question and I gave my obligatory answer, "Yes, my love, we can watch another movie. But please, promise me it won't be one of those ridiculous Little Women or Jane Austen movies again. Have mercy, I am literally begging you." So 1 hour later and I'm halfway into another Jane Austen movie, but this time something is different. I heard from the StoryBrand originator, Donald Miller, many times of how learning this framework changed his movie-going experiences, but I had never experienced it for myself until this night. All of a sudden, I'm watching this movie, seeing the StoryBrand framework throughout. I was seeing a character who had these problems and eventually ran into a guide that could relate to them and actually had the wisdom to help. That guide even had a plan for them, and they needed to take action on that plan. That action would result, of course, in joy and success if they were victorious, or tragic failure if they refused to do what they needed to do. "Holy crap," I said. "I might actually start to enjoy watching movies, even movies like these lame girly movies." And the truth is, until I learned the StoryBrand framework, movies were cold and kind of lifeless to me, much like many people's businesses. I didn't see any reason to even entertain them. But now they're fun and almost like a game for me. And my wife couldn't be happier. Looks like Donald Miller was even more right than he realized. The StoryBrand framework will put life back into your movie going, your business, and even your marriage.